Yahweh Ben Yahweh, welcome back to the second half, sir.
Well, thank you.
Yahweh Ben Yahweh, I have a question here that I'm sure you've heard before, and this is dealing with certain individuals in the community who say that, well, Yahweh Ben Yahweh can't be the Son of God because I've been a Christian all of my life, and I know that Jesus is the Son of God, and he is just a fake. I'm reading this off just the way the letter was written in here, and I wonder, sir, if you would address that issue today.
About Jesus being God?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, this requires one to be a scholar to deal with that subject. To deal with the subject of Jesus being God or not, one has to deal with being an intellectual, and certainly intellectually honest, because this is not an emotional issue in its purest sense. However, people who have accepted that are truly emotional about it, but argue with a basis in fact emotionally. What I'm about to say is going to appeal to those who are scholastically inclined, intellectually inclined, those who will take the Bible for what it really is and study it according to 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, Yudewateh, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if you're willing to accept 2 Timothy 2:15, then you are willing to accept what I'm about to share with you. I am one who will let you ask the question and then show you how to do your study and research and answer your own question. Because of what value is it for me to make a statement that would simply agree with you, then you still will have no basis in fact. If you believe this without your own research, but strictly on an emotional belief basis because someone else told you. So there's no greater value in one man telling you over another man telling you, and you believing because they told you. The scriptures condemn that by saying, these are the types of people that are blown by every wind and doctrine. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. So I'm not interested in talking to the people at this time who are going to be blown by every wind from the mouth of a man and every doctrine. Now, the first shock, when you come to the name Jesus, I want you to understand that I'm making a distinction between the person that lived 1900 years ago and the name Jesus. And I give that to you in these words. You have to be an etymologist. You have to understand what etymology is. And etymology is the study of the origin and derivation of letters and words. The origin, meaning when that letter or word came into existence, and into what language did it first appear. Now, when you come to this realization that certain languages did not exist on the earth before the Tower of Babel. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1, gives you wisdom on that reality, that there was only one language before the Tower of Babel, and one speech. There was only one. And I'm here to tell you that language was the language of the Creator himself, God Almighty, who created all things, who speaks to men. He is the one who has a language. And he spoke to Adam, who was in the very beginning, talked and walked with Adam, speaking his own language. Adam spoke the language of his father, who is the Almighty God, Yudewah, Yahweh. Now, we know Adam was the son of God through Luke 3:38. Now, Hebrew is the mother of all languages. The mother of all languages. And English, that we speak in America today, is the bastard language. It is a derivative of all of the languages. It's called a collage. It is a collage. When you look at your dictionaries, the big, big ones that were printed, the unabridged dictionaries that were printed in the early 1900s or late 1800s, they have what they call archaic meaning. They have obsolete meaning. They tell you whether this word that you're reading that you think is English has come from Greek or from Latin or from French or any language, Indo-European. I mean, it's clearly stated there. Then you, if you're interested as a linguist, if you become a linguist, that means a master of languages and their origins and meaning, then you agree with me totally, completely with what I'm saying. So English is a language like you use a cue ball in playing pool. It's real tricky. So the first thing you're dealing with is it's a baby language, number one. English is about the latest language on earth. It just came into existence as you see it being used about 600 years ago. Now, the greatest shock in your life is to find out that the letter J never existed in any language on this planet Earth before 600 years ago. It is younger than 600 years. Look in your dictionary. Check it out in your encyclopedia. It was a grammatical mistake made by a German scholar that you now have a letter J. It was originally I. It was a letter I. And when they put that tail, the script writer put a tail on it once through error, and they ended up, because of his masterful work, honoring him with a new letter to the alphabet called J. So understand that, number one. The J had an I over it. When you go look at it, it has a dot over the top of it, which comes right after the I. I-J. It just lets you know that. Now, since there was no letter J in any language longer than 600 years ago, then you must next come to, what about the original language then, Hebrew? Hebrew has no letter J in it until this day, and it never has, and it never will. There are 22 alephbet in Hebrew, and none of them are J. You have letters like alephbet, Dalet, Yud, Hey, Wav, Zion, Ket, Pet, Mem, Nun, Tav, Sheen, Lamed, Resh, all of this, but no J's. No J's. So therefore, what are we saying? We're saying when you read the Bible and you see Jeremiah with a J, no, no, that was not his name. His name was Yirmiyahu. That's number one. When you see Joshua in the Bible, in the Old Testament, nope, sorry, his name was Yahshua. When you see John in the New Testament, sorry, in Hebrew his name was Yochanan. So understand that well. That's what you call logic based on fact and research that you, the inquirer, must make that determination yourself. So then you have to understand further then, since there was no J, there was never a Jehovah. Never, ever, ever. You read Exodus 6:3, that might shed a little more light on you on that. So since no one was named Jesus, 1900 years ago, there are no Jews either, no J's. All of these are lies. So you have to understand then, who was this person? What was his real name? Well,